maybe we should never stop trying.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Why we can't have nice things. First of all, honorable mention to the private jet there at the tarmac in Chicago that nearly collided with a Southwest Airlines flight that was attempting to land. We got to simmer down here on the airline front, okay? But let's start off with some celebrity why we can't have nice things. Hulk Hogan is being sued by a woman who claims a can of beer struck her in the head. Michelle Harlukovich says she needed stitches after she took part and showed up at Hulk Hogan has this new beer, Real American Beer. He's doing going all over the country at various beer stores and hyping it up. So this took place in Ohio where Hogan there was, quote, handing out the free beer. And Michelle is claiming negligence on the Hulk's part and is seeking damages for medical expenses and emotional distress after getting beamed in the head, she says, by a beer that Hulk Hogan tossed her direction. I mean, that's like a dream of mine.
What you gonna do, brother? Dum, 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 dum,
dum. There's merit to it. Let us stay in the celebrity world as now that she's, I guess, officially a lawyer. Kim Kardashian has been trying to help a particular inmate on death row, and she did this on her social. She tried to post a picture of the death row inmate she's in the process of helping, but she posted a picture of a completely different person that just so happened to have the same name. And now that person is suing her. At least she's a lawyer. Dum, 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 dum. Moving on. Let us go to lovely little Nebraska. And a man in Nebraska is dealing with, sounds like this is a horrible mess, after his daughter never received a birth certificate or social security number and was mistakenly given a computer-generated name. So this goes down in Omaha. Father's name is Jason Kilburn, and he's just struggling to sort out the paperwork. It's his daughter, Caroline, born in November of 2022. He has full custody. Sounds like the mother's not in the picture. And the bigger problem, according to Jason Kilburn, is Caroline was born in a house, not a hospital, and only received a, quote, certificate of live birth. And an unofficial document, that's the document hospitals submit to start the process of all the government birth certificates and the like. Well, that process, for whatever reason, never happened. So he's trying to get a Social Security card. He's trying to get a birth certificate. This would help getting insurance for the kiddo and stuff like that. But on top of that, the certificate of live birth listed a very bizarre name for the kiddo. It is, quote, Unikite 13 Hotel. First, middle, and last name. Unikite 13 Hotel. Jason says, I was told it was a computer-generated name. But he can't change it without a birth certificate, a Social Security number, and some help on that, too. So, for the time being, little Caroline is Unikite 13 Hotel, which I think is the name of the seventh child of Elon.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's already taken right there. It's already taken. Let's get some good news on the Why We Can't Have Nice Things front. This happened in Philadelphia last Thursday. A woman was outside yelling for help. So 33-year-old Stephen Venter ran outside. And then she said, somebody just stole my purse. So Stephanie chased the guy down, gave him a hard kick to the leg. The guy dropped like a bag of potatoes, dropped the purse, and then got up and ran off. The woman, unnamed, said it was just like a ninja showed up out of nowhere when Stephen came to her rescue. Now, no word on the thief's name, but it turns out 33-year-old Stephen Ventner is a professional karate instructor. And he did what Daniel's son was told to do. He swept the leg. Everybody was kung fu fighting. And then finally, let us in. And what I understand to be a just downright beautiful place, Huntsville, Alabama. And this happened earlier this week, late Sunday night, as Huntsville police said an officer of theirs noticed a car driving on the road that appeared to have been in some sort of accident, and then subsequently, after following it for just, I don't know, a quarter mile, it was swerving to and fro. We all know where this is going, and that ended up in the incarceration of 63-year-old Russell Crumbly, which, following the preliminary investigation, failed a breathalyzer test, Russell Crumbly was cited for a DUI. This might be a problem, as Crumbly is a partner and a defense lawyer in Huntsville for Crumbly, Blackwell, and Price attorneys. He handles cases across North Alabama relating to DUI defense.
Dum, 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 dum,